Hello guys, welcome to our brand new podcast. Our channel is Cool Soccer. Thank you very much for coming and listening to our podcast, but without further ado, let's get right into it. Now today, guys, we will be talking about soccer, but in particularly Manchester United. Now, Manchester United has been doing very good lately, once Mourinho has gotten fired from his job. Now we do have our new manager, and we have been doing great. I think the thing that has changed lately is that Mourinho would make them play defense, but now our new manager is letting them just play the game. And I think more players are enjoying this love of the game, because now they can play. But I do think that our team can still get better, get rid of some players. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a big fan of Romelu Lukaku, but over time he has developed some just not very... Over time as a young player, he has developed some skills, but lately he has been losing them. So word is they're trading $75 million Lukaku for Icardi or Dybala. Now, I think that would be a great move for Manchester United. And recently, versus Crystal Palace, Manchester United played them 3-1. Romelu Lukaku has scored 2 goals, but the problem with those is that he has been cherry-picking, just standing there and waiting. But don't get me wrong, those were great finishes, but I do think that he is not that strong of a player anymore. And now we will be getting rid of some players, and it was great because they played in some Fred, and I was hoping that they play in Chong a little bit, because Chong is a great player, but the problem with that is they just don't do that. And I think that would be a great opportunity to do that and let them play, so then they can figure out which players will be best for next season. Now, I do think whenever they play in those reserve team players, I don't think that they should put them into horrible, crappy games with horrible players. No, I think that they should put them into good games, give them a chance, and put in some experienced players. For example, De Gea or Pogba, maybe some Luke Shaw or Bailey. Put in those experienced players to help them have chances to score. You want to give them those chances, not just put them into a crappy game where they don't get any chances to show how good they are. Now, I do think that they should do that to find some good players for next season. Now, right now, the Manchester United lineup is not very strong. I do believe that their new lineup next year should be much stronger, and I do have high hopes for them. Now, I think that they should keep in De Gea, and they should trade Lukaku for Dybala. Now, what they should do is for the defenders, for the two center backs, those, I think they should put in Luke Shaw, and that should be good for the left center back. And then the left back defender, that I do not know yet what we should put in. Probably Bailey for now, just for now, while until we can get some new defenders. And I do think that we should get Bonucci, but the problem with that, the player that plays for AC Milan, but the problem with that is that he's old and he's on his last stretch for the last couple games. And I do wish that Manchester United, but just in soccer in general, have some more exciting players. Like Mbappe, he is pretty exciting, but just not exciting as like Maradona or Ronaldinho or legends like that. Or we can say like David Beckham, Rooney, Ronaldo. We can say Messi. But back to the topic. Yeah, so soon we will get some new defenders, and that's why we should put in some reserve players, give them a chance, and find the next big players. And basically, yeah, so we'll still find the backs. Now, my personal favorite player of all time for defender is Rojo. Now, until he is done getting injured, but because he is injured right now currently, but once he's done, I think we should put him in, because Rojo is a very nice player. For the World Cup 2018, he has put in some nice goals, saving at Athena, and so those are our defenders. Got to find some new ones. And for our midfielders, now I do believe that we should put Pogba in right center mid and Dybala in left center mid. Now for right mid, we should put in probably, or actually I think we should trade out Pogba for the right center mid for Herrera, because he does hold that center mid very well, distributes the ball quite nice. And right mid, I do believe it should be probably Jesse Lingard. And left mid, I think it should probably be probably Rashford. And for the three forwards, I do, in this position, will be a 4-4-3. And I do think for the forwards, we should put in Pogba in the center forward, Martial in the left forward, and we have to find some new players to put in that right forward. But I do think if we do that, maybe like put in some Chong, some of those new players for the positions to make our team stronger next season. And back to the topic of Prieta, get me wrong, but I do not know how to pronounce his name. But with him, I did like him before, but the problem with him is he's not at that level. He's a great player in the reserve team and at that young age level, but the problem is he's not good at the older age level, the professional level. So I do think that we will trade him off. And yeah, but otherwise, I do think Man United is doing very strong, and we are getting injuries. Like our last game versus Liverpool, that was a tough game. We got a lot of players injured, like Jesse Lingard, Herrera, etc. players, and that was very tough for us. But I do think that we are doing good. We have beaten Chelsea, we have beaten Tottenham, we have tied Liverpool. We are up there. I think the problem before, when at the beginning of this season, is that we were playing defense. So yeah, we were losing because we weren't even attacking. We weren't even trying to score goals. But I think the good thing about our new manager is I think we're attacking now, and we're just playing. We're just playing the game. We're having a lot of fun. And I think it is so much more exciting for the fans. I don't know if you guys have watched any of the Manchester United games, but the fans go crazy and wild for the game. The stadium is so loud, but you guys should go and watch some Man U game on TV. And the problem with Man U lately is that they haven't been showing on normal TV, so I do suggest guys go get rid of DirecTV, cable, like any of your things, your TV, your cable, just get rid of cable and get Amazon Fire Stick. It is so much of a cheaper option. The channels that all the games are on cost like $5 a month. You add all that together, it's only like $50 for all the channels, and you can get a couple extra ones, so only end up really cheaper, way cheaper than cable. And yeah, so you guys, if you guys really are big fans and you guys really want to watch the games, make sure you do that. Now, I know we are talking about Manchester United today, but I just want to go and talk over a little bit about the Barcelona versus the Real Madrid game, the El Clasico. Now, I do think that was a wonderful game in the Copa del Rey semifinals. Now they're going to the finals. Now, people are saying that, where's Ronaldo? Where was Ronaldo? Where was he that moment? Because a couple games ago, or whenever Ronaldo played the El Clasico, they were winning 3-0. Ronaldo scored a couple of goals. So there's a lot of controversy about Ronaldo leaving Real Madrid. And there's a lot of people that are Real Madrid fans that are worrying about, are they going to do good? And it was quite surprising to me that Martial was on the bench, because Martial is a very strong player, and I think that he should have been playing. But It was a very good game by Suarez. He's a good player. Some people have doubts about him. I have had doubts about him in the past. I do wonder if he's really that good or not, but that game has showed me that he was good. But back onto the topic about Manchester United, we will be playing a couple more games versus Chelsea and etc. teams. We are playing Wolves in the quarterfinals for the FA Cup, so hopefully they win that one. And then a couple games after that, they will be playing PSG for the UEFA Champions League Cup. But you guys, thank you very much for listening to our brand new podcast. Make sure to share this podcast with others. Thank you for watching Cool Soccer, but thank you.